Thanks so much for joining us. I'm Jill Tallman, and this is AOPA's pilot briefing for the week of May 6th, 2024, bringing you the top five things you need to know in general aviation news this week.
This is AOPA's pilot briefing, your general aviation news update, brought to you by the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association.
Tornado outbreaks blasted through Oklahoma, Iowa, and Nebraska on April 26th and April 27th, killing five people and injuring 100 others. One tornado ravaged hangars and tossed aircraft into tangled heaps in Omaha, Nebraska. A tornado touched down directly on Epley Airfield in Omaha, and while airport personnel had time to get to safety, several GA hangars were damaged or destroyed, along with as many as 31 aircraft. The commercial side of the operation was spared, and there was no damage to runways or taxiways. The AOPA Air Safety Institute has released a new accident case study. This one involves the July 2021 crash of a Bombardier Challenger 605 at Truckee Tahoe Airport. As you'll see when you watch the case study, it was the crew's first time flying together. The initial portion of the flight from Idaho to California is uneventful and does not allude to the troubling tension building between the captain and the first officer. Find out what happens in Accident Case Study, Conflict in the Cockpit. That's available on the AOPA website and also on our YouTube channel. The Transportation Security Administration published on May 1st a final rule that codifies procedures that have basically been in place since the terrorist attacks of September 11, 2001, to scrutinize foreign flight students. The final rule makes those procedures permanent and incorporates some changes made in recent years, including the name, the Flight Training Security Program. It refines the process that sees every foreign flight training student assessed by the federal government to determine if they cause a security threat. The new regulation takes effect July 30th. Flight training providers will still be required to complete the same initial security awareness training before training foreign nationals, now to be followed by an updated refresher course every 2 years rather than annually. What are you doing May 11th? Well, we have a suggestion for you. Hunker down in front of your computer or your TV screen at 11:30 a.m. Eastern, 12:30 Central, 1:30 Mountain, 2:30 Pacific, and watch the live stream of the General Aviation Flyover of Washington, D.C. A group of 60 airplanes will fly over the National Mall to celebrate the 85th anniversary of General Aviation and AOPA. Spectators on the ground and online will watch the aircraft fly above the Lincoln Memorial, down Independence Avenue, and past the Washington Monument. Observing and commenting on the flyover from the rooftop of the National Museum of American History will be AOPA's Thomas B. Haynes and former CNN correspondent Miles O'Brien. The rain date is Sunday, May 12th. We hope you'll tune in and maybe participate in a watch party at your airport. To get the full story of everything you heard here today, visit AOPA.org, and don't forget to follow us on social media. And if you have an Amazon Alexa device, you can now listen to this podcast by saying, "Alexa, play Pilot Briefing on TuneIn." Thanks so much for listening. I'm Jill Tallman. Fly safely, fly often, and I'll talk to you again next week.